Well, I certainly agree we need to significantly reinvest in the health service. The trolley figures I have for Letterkenny today are 10, but we won't get into a debate in relation to that. One person waiting on a trolley is a great difficulty for that one person and their family. So I suppose behind every number is a person, is a patient, and is someone needing treatment in the health service. But look, let's be frank here. We have come through an extraordinarily difficult number of years for the Irish health service, for the Irish economy, for public services in general. We've had managers and frontline staff in Letterkenny having to provide services with less resources. And I know this has been a significant issue for the people here in this county.
Yeah, but
we're now back in an era of reinvestment in the health. No, and this is an important point that can't be lost. We're now back in an era of reinvestment. I listened to your radio
station.
Yeah,
but it's about proportionality, though, because obviously Letterkenny University Hospital, one of the biggest in the country in terms of patient numbers, but the investment doesn't back that up. So we need, do we not, up here some sort of positive discrimination in terms of investment?
I'm not sure. I think some of what you said there would need to be backed up, and I say that respectfully. I mean, I've just told you, I've just been in a facility where I've opened the first in the country a blood science laboratory. That's providing direct benefits to patients in Letterkenny that patients in other parts of the country do not have. We've just opened on the 28th of November, Altnagelvin in Derry, an amazing cross-border healthcare initiative. And I'm very proud to have worked with the Northern Ireland Minister for Health, Michelle O'Neill, on this facility. It's a facility that the Irish government's provided €19 million worth. And I'm very pleased to say, I don't believe would have happened were it not for the very courageous and gutsy campaigning of a number of Donegal groups who I'm meeting later today, people who said we need better access to radiotherapy services here. And that's now taking patients from Donegal for radiotherapy services from this month. Another real tangible benefit.
Just in relation to the trolleys, though, what's going to be done to address that problem? Speaking to a lady today, an older lady, 18 months waiting for an operation that keeps getting deferred because the hospital's so busy. So what can you do as Minister to sort that out?
Three things, in fact. We've just launched the Winter Initiative, and the Winter Initiative is €40 million of additional funding for the health service, not just for the hospitals, but for things like home help, for things like aids and appliances. Now, that makes a real difference to the manager and staff in Letterkenny Hospital. If they have an older person who's able to go home, but perhaps a couple of months ago couldn't have accessed a home help package, couldn't have accessed aids and appliances. As a result of that, we have seen the number of delayed discharges, terrible term, but people fit to go home or go on somewhere else if they had support. We've seen that number fall from 650 to 533, and we'll have that below 500 by Christmas. We've also, though, seen the largest ever health budget in the history of the state, larger than any time in Celtic Tiger Ireland. And this week, the people of Ireland and the people of Donegal will see the benefits of that service, of that when the HSE launches its service plan, which will explain how that money is going to be spent. And very shortly after that, Letterkenny will receive its budget for the year. The budget for Letterkenny Hospital has been rising. Budget for Letterkenny Hospital for 2016 is €120 million. Yes, it needs to rise further. It needs to continue to recruit nurses. And I know we've just seen a number of contracts signed for nurses who are going to start here in the hospital just after Christmas in January. So that needs to be done as well. And thirdly, because you just referenced waiting lists. After years of having no specific investment in waiting lists, we've reactivated the National Treatment Purchase Fund. Now, what does that mean? That means that we have a ring-fenced €20 million for operations to be provided. Ring-fenced, can't be used for anything else, must be used to drive down waiting lists. And figures released last Wednesday were the first figures since I've become Minister for Health where we've actually seen the length of time people are waiting reducing. We saw over 1,300 people who were less.
That money wouldn't be better spent in the public system as opposed to private?
Well, you see, it's both. If you're a patient in Letterkenny today, and I heard some of them listening to Highland Radio on my way up in the car, and you know, I heard a woman waiting for cataract surgery. And if you're a person waiting today, you want to know, as Minister of Health, what am I going to do to get your surgery? And what I'm telling you, your listeners, I'm going to do is not going to get caught up in ideological, lofty debates about the health service. I'm going to direct resources to the quickest way possible to reduce waiting lists. But listen, it's not all going to be done overnight. It's not going to be done in one budget. It's certainly not going to be done in 7 months. But we are back after an extraordinarily difficult period of time in a period of reinvestment.